Plus KSES FM HD2 Fort Worth. KLIF.com.
A Cumulus station.
Should see high temperatures becoming more typical of summer. That would be like upper 80s, probably by the middle of the week.
That's National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Whitt. I'm Michael Toscano. In Syria, Manbij, a big win for U.S.-led forces fighting ISIS. The town of Manbij freed from ISIS occupation. Residents are celebrating in the streets now, and we get more from correspondent Ben Wiedemann.
Well, certainly it really is one of the last supply routes between Raqqa and the Turkish border. So for ISIS, you know, this is the latest in a string of towns and cities in Iraq and in Syria as well that it has lost, where the black banner of ISIS has been torn down.
Senator Tim Kaine, Democratic vice presidential nominee, calling on Donald Trump to release his tax returns today.
They should see what my financial status is. They should see who I have connections with. They should see if I am paying the taxes that support our veterans, that support our military, that support our social services. They should see whether I'm generous to charity or whether I'm stingy. Everybody's done it. Trump is not doing it.
I'm Michael Toscano.
As news and information 570 KLIF continues to grow, who better to represent this powerful heritage brand than our listeners? This is KLIF local sales manager Steve Holm. If you have a successful track record in outside sales with a burning desire to be the best, I'd like to discuss a unique career opportunity we have on our sales team. Email your resume to steve.holm@cumulus.com. That's steve.holm@cumulus.com. Cumulus is an equal opportunity employer.
The following program is furnished by the Now Real Estate Network, LLC, and is responsible for its content.
Keith Manning, I'll be digging a little Sweet Home Alabama. Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. Welcome into Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett, Saturday afternoon, KLIF. Hey, you're in the right spot if you want to listen, learn, and earn about real estate investing. This is where you want to be every Saturday afternoon at 4 o'clock. Because what we're going to do is we're going to talk about real estate, your world, your wealth, your way. How do you become a successful real estate investor in the Texas market? And you know, right now, I don't have to tell you that the market is hot. It is smoking red fire, white poker, whatever phrase you want to use, it is that hot right now. And it's getting hotter. One of the great things about real estate, it's really the only industry I've ever seen that can get really, really hot. And it gets hot because of supply and demand. You know that. That's basic economics. But as inventory starts to come in and supply starts to get better, the market gets even hotter. And that's what's happening right now. The market is red hot. We're starting to see a little bit, and I mean a little bit, of loosening in the inventory, getting a little bit more inventory in the marketplace, and the market's getting hotter because of that. So what investors all across the country, and certainly those of us in the North Texas market, struggle with is finding the right deal. You know, when you're out there, and if you've been around, I've been doing this for 20 years, if you've been around for a cycle or two in real estate, you'll know that there's the other side of this market that we're in right now. And the other side of that market is where you could find a deal simply by walking out your front door, picking up a rock and throwing it, and you could hit a good deal. The problem with that market was you couldn't find buyers. People had a hard time getting financed. Money was tight. We got money all over the place right now, but finding deals is where the work is if you're a real estate investor. Now, I'm going to talk about some ways, some strategies for finding deals right now, because motivated sellers are still out there. You want to have a good relationship with a real estate agent, like the agents that we have over at dfwproperties.net. great folks that understand real estate investing. So you want to have a good real estate agent relationship, but the diamonds that you're looking for, the diamonds in the rough, a lot of those are going to be for sale by owners, or FSBOs, as you've heard that term, for sale by owners. You want to be looking for those folks that do not have their property listed with an agent in the MLS. That's going to be a great place to find some of these terrific properties. So how do you do that? Well, one of the ways that I like to do is called bird dogs. Now, what a bird dog is a referral. I have a special business card that I give just to my bird dogs. Now, what's on that card? Well, when you come out to our events, like we're going to be doing an event at the end of September. That's a lifetime away from now, but like September 30, October 1 and 2, you can jump over to BillBarnettLive.com, check the event out. You can obviously go over to RealEstateNowRadio.com and hear a recast of the show. Also jump on there and get our updates, get a lot of free material over there for you. That's RealEstateNowRadio.com. But I had a special card made up. I give it out at all my events that tells my bird dogs, here's what I'm looking for in a property. And if you refer me a property like that, if I end up buying it, I'm going to do something really, really nice for you in the course of doing that. And what might that be? Of course, that's going to be, they're likely to end up getting some cash if I end up buying it. Now, got to make a disclaimer here. If you're a real estate agent, you can't do that, because that's considered paying a commission if you're a real estate agent. It's debatable whether it is or not if you're not a real estate agent. So it's a fine line, but it's something that is a very good incentive for bird dogs to work for you. So if you'd like to learn how to work with a bird dog, come on out to the event. You'll see we're going to be doing that in Dallas over the Wyndham Park Central. That's at 7800 Alpha. So if you're on 635 and you're eastbound, it's right there at Coit and 635. You look over to your left and you'll see it. It's the Wyndham Dallas Park Central. So we look at certain types of folks to give those cards to be bird dogs for us. Now, the kind of folks that I'm looking for are people that are going to be out in neighborhoods on a regular basis. A lot of times people will look at bird dogs and they'll think, oh man, postman, that'd be a great guy, or the UPS guy or the FedEx guy. Those are terrible people to be bird dogging for you, because two things. One, they make good money already. Two, they're really on a schedule, especially the UPS and the FedEx guys are on such a tight schedule and they're monitored so closely, they really don't have a lot of time to do something on our behalf. However, there are other people out there, your pool guy. If you have a pool and you use a pool service, pool companies are terrific. Those guys, you know, they're not making a lot of money and they're out in neighborhoods every day. Yard people are fabulous. Same kind of thing. You know, they're out working in this Texas heat. Might be doing somebody like the group that we use. There's like five guys. They come in and out. They're there 20 to 30 minutes and gone, and the yard looks fabulous. But those guys are in brutal work conditions and working their tail off. So, you know, when you look at them having an opportunity to pick up an extra $500 for making a referral to you, hey, that's good money for them. And give them a card and just let them know. All they're going to do is follow the directions on the card, and then they're just going to text you the address. That's it. They don't want to do any, you don't have them doing anything else. You do that, you're going to have some opportunities to get some properties. And one of the reasons that I love yard people for this is, in my business for years, I've said, and you've probably heard it, it wasn't original by me, weeds are leads. Weeds are leads. So yard people are great for that. Now, also, you got to make sure you're doing some internet marketing. You know, right now, oh gosh, the last 7-8 years, the internet for real estate has really taken over. There are some studies been done that now it's up to 95%+ of the people that when they start looking for a property, the internet's where they go first. Before they ever call a real estate agent, before they ever go driving around, they start on the internet and they surf the net looking for properties. So you want to make sure that you have a presence on the internet. Years ago, if you had a website, it made your business more credible, because you were on the internet. Now you're simply less credible if you're not. It is expected for every single investor out there for you to be on the internet with a great site that has a lot to offer, some good content, and it has property on there. So we'll show you how to find a good internet service to use to, as far as hosting and building your website, something that's low cost, and how you get properties on there, because it is a great tool and people are going to look at that. And what that does is also gives you the ability to start linking into some things like, well, small newspaper, community newspapers. Like I live in West Fort Worth, and we have a little paper over there called the City View News. It is just for about a 5-mile radius. And I bet there's 30 of those in the DFW area. Well, that little paper right there goes to a target audience for me. You want to find out, is there a local community paper? It may only come out once a week. It may only be 5 or 6 pages when it comes out, but you're going to find advertising in there is incredibly cheap. You may be able to get a business card ad for 30, 40 bucks, but it is your folks. It's the people that you want to reach. Remember, when you get started in real estate investing, you want to hang in to an area that is about 20 to 30 minutes from your house, so that if something happens to the property, you can get over there quickly, take care of it. So you can keep an eye on it and get comfortable with what you're doing. You don't want to start out real estate investing and be halfway across the country with a property. You're completely out of the loop. You want to be in the loop big time. And hey, if you're going to do this, you might as well get you some kind of vehicle recognition, you know, magnetic signs. I like the decals that are the static decals. They're kind of hard to put back on necessarily, but they're very easy. You know, you just pull them off and they're held on by static. They don't, you can put them inside of your windows. I like doing the back window so that if somebody's behind you, it's easier for them to get the information off of it than it is if they're passing you at 80 miles an hour on 635. I mean, at 55, because I know everybody out there is obeying the speed limit on that. So you want to make sure it's easy for them to see who you are from a business standpoint. Now, that what that means is you don't have too much information. Do you want to have something incredibly creative like I buy houses? Yes. Why? Because it works. And it gets the message across, and have that and a phone number. And in this case, vanity phone numbers work really well because it's easy to remember, or just that in a website. But you want to make it easy for them to get a hold of you, and don't put too much information on there. That'll help you do a lot more business and very cheap. And of course, there's some tax benefits along with that. You'll have to see your CPA about that. I'm not a CPA. Don't give tax advice, but ask them, is there some benefit for you there? And then door hangers. Door hangers are a community thing that you need to check with the community you want to do it in. I don't do them, meaning that I don't go put them out. Do I use them? Yes. But I use companies that do that. They're not hard to find. Find somebody that's walking in your yard one day and then go out and stop them. That's all you got to do. Door hangers or flyers. Do not put them in the mailbox. That is a federal offense. You can tape them to the doorknob on a door. Most of the time, people nowadays are using rubber bands to put them up. But you look at some of those ways, bird dogs, website marketing, car signs, door hangers, and you're going to find that it's going to be an easy way to increase your business. Now, those are the kind of things you're going to hear every week right here on Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. And you're going to hear those kind of things when we come out in a lot more detail when we're doing our live events. Now, when we come back from the break, we're going to be talking about job growth and where you want to be looking. So come right back for more Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett.
Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only national gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. Understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you. Hey, let me tell you about the great folks at Fences Etc. Mike Gibbs, who's the owner of Fences Etc., you know, in doing real estate, and I've been doing real estate in the North Texas area for 20 years, you meet some great contractors and you meet some that aren't so great. Mike is at the top of my list. If you need a fence repaired, if you need a custom fence made for your property, whatever type of fence you're looking at and whatever price range you are, give Fences Etc. a call, 817-229-1656, 817-229-1656. Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property in the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net. Located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
Replacing the windows in your home is a wise investment. That's why more and more homeowners throughout the Metroplex are calling Royal Windows and More. 800-242-1893. Give your home an energy upgrade with our new insulated Thermo King windows. Keep out heat in the summer and in during the winter with a triple coat of low E. Beautiful windows that tilt in for safe and easy cleaning. Double hung, picture windows, slider windows, and more. Hey, we're ready to take your call. 800-242-1893. Get these new windows now with payments as low as $99 a month. Guys, these are huge savings. All new windows for your home as little as $99 a month. Plus, get a bonus $200 gift card with your purchase. Call now, mention this ad, and you'll receive a free gift with your complimentary in-home estimate. 800-242-1893. It's 800-242-1893. RoyalWindows.com.
And welcome back to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett, right here, 570 AM, KLIF, News and Information. Thanks for being with us this Saturday afternoon. You know, you are the guys that make this possible for Keith and I and Stubby and all of us to have fun doing this, and we deeply appreciate that. Love you being a part of our listening audience. Tell your friends to join us on Saturday afternoons at 4 o'clock. You know, right before the break, we talked about going into other areas to invest in, and boy, things you'll hear me harp on. You'll hear it on the show week in, week out. You'll hear it at my live events 1,000 times is when you start looking at going into a market to invest in, there's some very basic things you have to do to increase the likelihood of your success in that market. And the biggest thing I think you have to look at is what's the job rate? How many people are working? Is it a vibrant economic area? Is it dead? I have a ton of, especially new people, and we do stuff all over the country, and I've had a ton of new people through the years, and it goes in waves, and we've had a recent wave of folks calling and say, man, you know, I want to buy some property in Detroit because I can buy it for next to nothing. I can buy a property for $7,000. I can put $20,000 in it and sell it for $80,000. I'm like, okay, those numbers are great. That's terrific. Who are you going to sell it to? Oh, well, you know, I'm sure there's buyers there. Well, really? Why? Because there's no jobs there. There's no jobs there. How many buyers do you think are there? That's the thing I want you to look at, because you'll find a very interesting hand-in-hand scenario. If the job market's great in a community, the real estate market is going to be great. So there was a recent article came out on the Daily Real Estate News that talked about the top seven states for investing in based on job growth. Well, the first one is North Dakota. Now, we're going to put a big old asterisk by North Dakota. They last year, they were up 24.77% in their job growth. But look, there's 42 people that live there, so them being up 27% doesn't make a big deal, right? However, number two on the list, right here, Texas. And, you know, we've had incredible job growth for 12, 13, 14 years now. And it is amazing that our state has been able to continue to push forward and get more and more economic development going on here. But that is a key focus in what's happening in the real estate market. You know, Toyota, I think it is coming into Plano. And that's part of what craziness that's going on the north end of Dallas up in Collin County there is just more and more jobs coming in. And that's what you want to look at. So when I'm looking at a market, I want to start with the state first, and then I want to hone down into my area. Because if you're looking in Texas, you're going to look at DFW. You're going to go, hey, that's great. But there are certain parts of DFW, obviously, that are significantly more robust than others. And I want to be in those hot markets. I want to be where it's likelihood that I got to work a little harder to find it, but I don't have to work near as hard to sell it. Number three on the list is Utah. Hey, there's some incredible communities in Utah, and obviously it's beautiful. I see you've got people like to ski. That's a great place to go. Number four, Colorado. Just got back from a week in Telluride, and I'm going to rub it in a little bit. It was 102 here. It was 63 there during the middle of the day. It was just a wonderful place to go. But if you start looking at Denver, Colorado Springs, those are fire red hot real estate markets. The job growth in state of Colorado is up 13.67% over last year. And most of that's in those two markets, and most of it's in the Denver market. Number five on the list, Washington. Now that's Washington State, not DC. So you got to be very careful there. Washington State, Seattle, Tacoma, great areas to invest in. We've got a great relationship with an investor up in the Tacoma area. Number six, again, with an asterisk, is South Dakota. And then number seven, Massachusetts. So take a look at there. You know, there's some great areas in the country to look at. If this went a little bit further, I'm sure you'd probably end up seeing Nevada on there in probably the top 10 or 12, because the Vegas market has gotten really strong again. And it's gotten strong for the right reasons. When the Vegas market got hot, 10 years ago, it got hot because investors were coming in and investors were simply selling to other investors. And what's happened after the foreclosure fiasco that swept our nation, that the Vegas market has been built on a new economy there. The city has gone out and done an awful lot of work to get away from just gaming. Now, gaming is still the overwhelming majority of what drives the economy there, but they've done a lot to get other things coming in there. They've gotten the furniture industry. They basically stole a ton of the furniture industry from North Carolina, got it out there, added a lot of terrific jobs. Health industry out there is just going crazy. They got some research facilities that are very big. So I love Vegas. It's a great place to invest. And hey, if you need a place to go, you want to have a place to go that you have business in, so that you have the opportunity to write some, if not all of, and that's again, one of those things you want to have with your CPA, but some of the ability to write off those trips. One of the things that you're going to find when you go to these places that are known for like gaming as per se, that there's a city outside of that. You know, Vegas is about now almost 2 million people, which is crazy. I've been going out there regularly since 86, and it's a different world. You get off the strip, you get out of that little Fairmont downtown area, whatever that is, and you get off Las Vegas Boulevard off the strip. There's an actual city there that have normal people living in it, just like you and I. So it's not all that crazy to have a good housing market. And when you look at that, you're going to see some crazy properties when you go into some of these bigger cities that are very expensive and very big. And some of them have been bought all cash. Now, what that's leading to is that I saw something I just want to share with you about money in our country being tracked. And I'm not talking about little money. I'm talking about significant money. And the government is cracking down on what they refer to as secret real estate buyers. You know, the Fed wants to seize up to $1 billion in real estate and what they refer to as corrupt assets. It's a crackdown on anonymous real estate buyers that are buying through shell companies. Now, you and I are going to buy through LLCs, and we're going to pay cash anytime that we can because we get a better deal. That's not what these guys are talking about. If you're going out and you're buying a $5 million house and you're buying in a shell company with cash, they're going to take a real hard look at where did that money come from. You and I go out and we buy $300, $200, $100, $400, $500, whatever, and we're buying that through cash. They're not going to freak out over that. That happens a lot. They're worried about is money coming in that may be drug money, money laundering, that kind of thing. But the federal government is on top of that. And look, there's a lot of areas, excuse me, in Texas included in here, and San Antonio is very high on the list of cities that have been targeted by the federal government to follow these kind of transactions. So currently, buyers are avoiding having their names attached to a property purchase by going through a shell company, and most of those are LLCs. And in 2015, New York Times published an investigative report that they did that found that a staggering 80% of the properties that were sold over $5 million, and look, if you're buying in New York City, $5 million is not that big a deal, that were bought by cash, were bought through these shell companies, and it really got the attention of the government. So now here's the flip side of that. You and I want to be doing that. We want to be buying in LLCs, what they're referring to as a shell company. We want to be buying in LLCs. We also want to be buying with cash. And the reason that you want to be buying with cash is the only thing that can separate you in the marketplace right now. If you're using financing, and if that's how you have to do your business, that's how you have to do your business. But if you want to stand out with a seller, whether that seller be somebody that's listed with the MLS, whether it be the bank, whether it be the federal government, or it be somebody that you find by doing some of the marketing things we were talking about in the previous segment, cash is the way that you do that. Now, if we have time today, because I'm going to interview Dr. Ed Smith when we come back from break. We're going to do a break here in a few minutes. When we come back, you're going to hear a great interview with Dr. Ed Smith. Dr. Ed and I have been around together for a few years. He's a very successful investor, and he's a part-timer, as a lot of you guys will be when you get started in the business. He does one, two deals a year. Why? Because he has a thriving business, but he also wanted to be involved in real estate, and he and I got hooked up several years ago, and just a great guy. You're going to love hearing from Dr. Ed, but if you're like Dr. Ed and you're going to be part-time, the likelihood is many of your deals are going to be financed. After we do the interview, if I have time, I'm going to tell you how you can convert some of those finance deals into cash deals, because if you can do that on the front end, when you go start talking to the seller, whoever that seller might be, you're going to end up being a lot more attractive to that seller than offering a finance deal if you've got an all cash deal. So we'll show you how to do that after the break. And again, we're going to be talking to Dr. Ed Smith. Dr. Ed's down in Houston this week, and we'll get him on the phone here in just a minute. So when we come back, be ready for a great interview with Dr. Ed Smith. And you're listening to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett right here on 570 AM Cliff Saturday afternoon. Thanks for listening.
Salute the ones who died, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only national gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. Understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you.
So you walk in to find water on the floor, and now your whole schedule is soaked. Everything stops. School schedules, football practice, ballet lessons. Hey, don't worry. Call the pros you know at Dowworth Restoration. We'll get there fast to dry up the water and repair the damage. We know we're not just restoring homes, but we're restoring order to your life too. After all, we don't want to have to answer to that ballet instructor. DowworthRestoration.com.
You're so hot. In fact, too hot to not have a pool in your backyard. Hi folks, Jeff Lindegren with Great Western Home Loans. Because your home's value has increased so much over the last 3 years, Great Western Home Loans can get you that pool that you deserve. Get your cash back refinance now with Great Western Home Loans. Call 972-407-9900 or go to gwloans.com.
Great Western Home Loans, 5408 West Plano Parkway, Plano, Texas, 75093, NMLS number 82156.
Great Western, a family tradition.
So I just sit right here, have another beer. Do my best to waste another day.
Sit right here and have another beer in Mexico. And and welcome back to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. Saturday afternoon, it's about 4:30 right here on KLIF 570 AM News and Information. We appreciate you being part of our listening audience. You know, one of the things that I have the great privilege of doing for, you know, I mentioned earlier, for 20 years I've been doing this real estate thing and just absolutely love it. You cannot find, in my opinion, a more fun, more profitable career than being a real estate investor. And for about 16 years, I have been consulting, coaching, mentoring, training, however you want to put it, great folks all over our country. And one of the guys that I have had the great pleasure of meeting is Dr. Ed Smith. I told you we were going to interview Dr. Ed today, and I got him on the phone right now. Dr. Ed, how you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you, Bill.
And you're out running around all over Texas as usual, I assume?
I am down in Houston here today.
Excellent. So tell everybody a little bit about your background first, because a lot of people think you have to have certain types of jobs to translate into being a successful real estate investor. And yours is different than a lot of folks. Tell me what your background was.
Well, Bill, I am a orthopedic surgeon, and I practiced orthopedic surgery in Hearst for almost 34 years. So I had that experience, and I hung up my scalpel here 6 years ago, and now I travel around the state and examine injured workers for the Texas Department of Insurance. So my background is as a physician surgeon.
Excellent. So what was it as a doctor that attracted you to real estate?
Well, I was interested in having something to do in my part time, in particular, something that would stimulate me and would add revenue, of course, to my services. And so real estate was a real option for me, and I explored it and have gotten involved in it.
Excellent. Now, when you're a physician and certainly a surgeon, you're a pretty busy guy, and I know how busy you are now, because tell everybody what you're doing now. But, you know, I mean, you mentioned that, but you're probably busier now than you were when you were practicing. Is that close to being correct?
Yes, sir. My activities now are retirement, I call it, but it's really retirement only from surgical procedures alone. I travel around the state to examine the injured workers and see quite a few of them. I'm doing 40 or 50 examinations per month and driving nearly 3,000 or 4,000 miles in order to do that as an agent of the Texas Department of Insurance. So when I say I'm retired, it's really just a different, almost full-time job that I have.
Well, and when you say driving around, is it that you're driving or is your that you're riding now? I hear that you have a driver.
Yeah, it dawned on me that every minute that I was driving was a minute that I couldn't be writing my reports. And so, you know, 3,000-4,000 miles a month is a lot of wasted hours, and I would have to get home and then do my reports. So I hired a driver, and he's my stepson, as a matter of fact, and he drives. I sit in the back of a computer back there, and I'm able to do my reports and things while we're on the road.
That's way cool. I've seen the vehicle. It's a cool setup you got there, Doc. All right, so let's get back to real estate a little bit. So you retire from being an orthopedic surgeon, and you start traveling all over the state with this insurance job that you have, which requires that you do a lot of court testimony. Now, and you said, yeah, there was some attraction to real estate from a standpoint of obviously some good money to be made there and some time, not great high time demands. How did you find me? Well, how'd you do that several years ago? Because we've been together for a few years now. How'd you find me?
Bill, my alarm clock radio would turn on every day in the morning when I would get up. And I believe it was your program that it alarmed to one morning about 6 years ago. And I heard your program probably very much like the one that we're doing here today, and got quite interested and eventually had a chance to meet you and attend one of your 3-day training courses in our area.
And we got one of those coming up at the end of September, September 30, October 1 and 2. Now, Ed, what's the cost to come to that 3-day?
There was no cost to come to that 3-day course. That's entirely free, and it was very stimulating, educational, and I am certainly glad that I came.
Excellent, and I am too. We've had a great friendship and look forward to many more years of us being able to do that. Now, I know what the audience wants to know. They were like, okay, this guy is so busy. How does he have time to do a deal? And we just closed on a deal a few weeks ago on the sales side of it. Well, let's walk through that and share a little bit with the audience. And hey, I'm going to tell you that this is just between me and you. There's no IRS agents out there, okay? So let's go through that a little bit and tell the folks, you know, what you bought that deal for. This was a deal right here in the Metroplex. And let's kind of go through some numbers there. Let's see how this thing worked for you.
Hey, Bill, the real purchase price numbers paid for the property, probably $110,000.
Okay. So that's with closing cost, all that other stuff rolled in and has to end it at $110,000. So once you closed on it, how long did you have it? So how long did the rehab process take, roughly?
Hey, the rehab process started. I signed the contract to purchase this property in October of last year. And, of course, we were in the middle of the holiday season, and that slowed us down a little bit. The selling, the final rehab was completed, and the property sold and closed in April of this year.
I know DFWproperties.net represented you on that property, and we appreciate that. And that property got a tremendous amount of interest. And we had people calling before you were finished wanting to see it. And we said, hey, let's wait until this thing is done. There was a little open house done. There was a lot of activity that initial weekend. I think, if I'm not mistaken, did we have a contract like in 3 days on that property?
Nope. We had a contract on it the next day.
Okay. Excellent. And the sales price. Now, when we were setting the sales price, the number came up and there were some eyebrows that kind of raised at the number we decided to list that property for, because there had never been a property that sold for that much of that neighborhood. Is that correct?
That is correct.
And we sold it for what?
The property sold and closed for $225,000.
Okay. Now, before anybody jumps to any wrong conclusions, the spread between 110 and 225 is not what Dr. Ed made. How much did you have to spend to rehab that property?
Hey, I probably spent about $50,000 on that property.
Okay.
And that was more than I had to spend, but it was what I elected to spend, because my goal was to create a property that really was outstanding and an eye catcher and was just ahead of the game and everybody in the community.
That's one of the things that we remind folks about all the time is, look, there's a couple things happening when you rehab a property. One, you're going to have your name and your reputation attached to that property. Do a great job. Now, it's a fine line in doing a great job and overspending. You can't overspend or you're not going to make any money. If you do it right, and you know, you absolutely did that property correctly. You did everything I taught you and a lot more, by the way. That I'm going to take a little credit, but 99% of that credit goes to you. You learned the lessons correctly, and then you put them into practice, and it paid off. What was after commissions, closing costs, holding costs, all that other stuff that we got to account for and that CPA always reminds us of? What do you think the net ended up being on that property?
Well, like I said a moment ago, the property was actually purchased through my 401k plan. I made it be the buyer and eventually then, of course, the seller. And the net bump in the assets of the 401k plan strictly for this property was $50,000.
Gotta like that. You know, think about this if you're part of the listening audience today. If I only do one, just say you only did one deal like that a year and you increased your income $50,000, does that make a huge impact on your lifestyle, on that of your children and of your family? That's what you want to be thinking about. Because a lot of people, when they get involved in real estate investing, they get this wrong idea that, if I'm not doing 2-3 houses a month, I can't make a living doing this. And What we show you is that if you're doing 2, 3, 4 a year, you're going to be very happy at what happens with your income, because it's going to jump significantly. How many, again, how many $50,000 net profit deals do you have to do to make a big impact on you? So I want to invite you, Dr. Ed, if you're in town, come on out September 30, October 1 and 2. We're going to be at the Wyndham Dallas right there at Coit and 635. And come on out and let some of the folks meet you and ask some other questions that I might have forgotten today. Does that work for you?
It works for me. I'll put it on the schedule and look forward to it.
Excellent, excellent. So here's the things I want everybody to remember about this conversation with Dr. Ed. Once, very busy guy before he retired, as busy if not busier after retirement. What do you think of your personal time, not the time that you owned it, because we know you bought it in September and sold it in April, so there's 6 months there. But of your time personally, how much time do you think you personally spent in that transaction from beginning to end?
Hey, Bill, it's real hard to say exactly how many hours. I was deeply involved in this one. This was a special property to me, and I really wanted it to turn out right. And so I spent more hours than I probably would in the future. I think that's one of the things that I learned doing this property, and that was that I can bring in other people. They will be able to professionally do things and actually end up saving me money, or if not breaking even. The value that you get from professional people helping you out, and you presented a very good team of people that I used and built on, of course, from contacts that I had over the years here at Hearst. But it allows you to complete the project in a shorter period of time, and that saves investment capital and insurance per month costs and other costs that you would otherwise have. So I spent a good amount of time. You know, this was my pet project, so I spent a good amount of time. I don't know exactly how many hours.
But it wasn't your full-time occupation while you were doing it?
No, sir. This was done in spite of doing record amounts of doctor work, patients that I saw and reports that I had written. In spite of doing record amounts during that same time frame. So this was all done in my part time.
Excellent. So here's what I want you to get from that audience. Here's where I want you to hear. You know what? You can be really busy and you can still do this business, because one of the things Dr. Ed said that was crucial, you can bring in other people that can do it better than you. You know, bringing in especially people that are transitioning into real estate investing. A lot of times, and I have a lot of contractors that have come to work as real estate investors, and, you know, well, I can do this or I can do that and I can save the amount of money. And I'm like, no, you make a lot more money as an investor. You don't want to be paid as a painter, as an example, when you can be paid as an investor and then turn around and pay the painter, as, because you make more money and not do the work. So there's a lot of good resources available to you if you have the context. That's one of the things that we strive with folks that are involved in our consulting program, is let's get you the right folks. And you're going to meet great folks like Dr. Ed. Last week we had Tom Solomon on. Tom will be out in October. You'll meet him as well at the event. And Dr. Ed, thanks so much for taking time to be with us today.
You are so welcome. Thank you, Bill.
Yes,
sir. Have a good day.
You too, now. All right. When we come back, we've got some great ideas to help improve your real estate investing business. After the break, be hanging around for more Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett right here on 570 AM KLIF News and Information. Thanks for listening. Hey, let me tell you about the great folks at Fences Etc. Mike Gibbs, who's the owner of Fences Etc., you know, in doing real estate, and I've been doing real estate in the North Texas area for 20 years, you meet some great contractors and you meet some that aren't so great. Mike is at the top of my list. If you need a fence repaired, if you need a custom fence made for your property, whatever type of fence you're looking at and whatever price range you are, give Fences Etc. a call, 817-229-1656, 817-229-1656. Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net.
Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property of the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net, located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington, where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice.
Now, if that doesn't touch your heart, then you might need to make sure that your blood's still pumping, because I want to introduce you to the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Phil and Lisa Taylor have opened up the National Gallery. It is the only National Gallery solely dedicated to our soldiers that have died in Afghanistan and Iraq. And it's at 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison. You'll see it. It's just a beautiful building. Go by. Introduce yourself to Phil and Lisa. Understand a little bit about the great work that they're doing at the American Fallen Soldiers Project. Now, the website, AmericanFallenSoldiersProject.com, and it is a dedication to those that make our freedoms available for us by giving of the ultimate sacrifice. So go out to the National Gallery, 4275 Kelway Circle in Addison, American Fallen Soldiers Project. Thank you.
Replacing the windows in your home is a wise investment. That's why more and more homeowners throughout the Metroplex are calling Royal Windows and More. 800-242-1893. Give your home an energy upgrade with our new insulated Thermo King windows. Keep out heat in the summer and in during the winter with a triple coat of low E. Beautiful windows that tilt in for safe and easy cleaning. Double hung, picture windows, slider windows, and more. Hey, we're ready to take your call. 800-242-1893. Get these new windows now with payments as low as $99 a month. Guys, these are huge savings. All new windows for your home as little as $99 a month. Plus, get a bonus $200 gift card with your purchase. Call now, mention this ad, and you'll receive a free gift with your complimentary in-home estimate. 800-242-1893. It's 800-242-1893. RoyalWindows.com.
Thank God for my life. For the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring. Salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives.
Hey, welcome back to Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett, right here on 570 AM KLIF. Information and news. Excuse me, news and information. Sorry about that, Keith. I don't want to get anybody mad over the station there. Hey, well, in the break, Keith and I were yakking about real estate. Imagine that. And one of the things that I mentioned was, hey, you know, I have a national best-selling book. It's titled, Are You Dumb Enough to Be Rich? Now, I know every real estate guy you hear says, I have a best-selling book. And for most of them, what that means is that it's the best-selling book they've ever had, because they never had a book. They wrote one and sold two copies and so forth. It's the bestseller. No, this is an actual bestseller, bookstores, that kind of stuff. So here's what we're going to do. I have a digital copy of Are You Dumb Enough to Be Rich, the second edition, which was also a bestseller. Thank you very much for being involved in that. And if you jump over to realestatenowradio.com, realestatenowradio.com. Now, look, I'm only going to do this for like the next 4 or 5 days. So it's only for the folks that are listening to this program, this particular episode of Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. It's realestatenowradio.com. Jump over there. You'll see sign up for my updates. They're free. And sign up for the updates. And as you sign up for the update, the first thing I'll send you is a digital copy of Are You Dumb Enough to Be Rich? And I'll save you the $20 from having to go down to Barnes & Noble and pick it up. Same information even. So there you go. So we'll have some fun with that. Keith, thanks for inspiring that, because if it hadn't been for Keith, I wouldn't have been offering that to you guys right now. So you're going to find a lot of fun stuff in there, a lot of great information about real estate. And look, real estate is fun. If you're not having fun at what you're doing, then, yeah, you know, maybe you ought to look at doing something else. That's what Dr. Ed did. And one of the things that Dr. Ed mentioned in our interview was that he purchased his property out of his 401k. Now, I'm going to tell you, through the years, I have personally raised and had students that together, we've put together $200-300 million of private financing. Now, that's over 20 years, but it's still a whole lot of money. And I teach you at our events how you can put private money together for your business. And you're going to be surprised at you know people that have money. Now, a lot of people think, well, I don't know anybody that has any money. Well, I'm going to show you some ways, and you're going to find out, yeah, you do know some people that have money. So that's one of the things you want to think about learning as you come out at the end of September 30 and October 1 and 2 for our live three-day event as my guest. And as you do that, so you can sign up at realestatenowradio.com for that. But we're going to teach you how to put together private money and how to use retirement money. Now, there's a ton of retirement money. You see, it doesn't have to just be your money. It can be somebody else's retirement money. And you can structure a package so that they get a great rate of return. They may or may not be involved in the profit on your deal. That's really up to you. And I'll show you how to structure either way, and you'll hear which way I prefer. But they could be involved on the profit. They don't have to be involved on the profit. Either way, they're going to get a great return on their money, short-term, secured by real estate. And you're just going to find out that it's a lot easier to put money together than you may think. And you know what? When you go back to a seller, and again, it doesn't matter who that seller is, bank, mortgage company, federal government, real estate agent represented property, some guy you bumped into on the street, doesn't matter. When you go back to the seller and you can make a cash offer, it doesn't matter that it's not your cash as long as it's the cash that's available to you. And here's something that I hope brands into your brain as you're listening to this. The size of your real estate business is always going to be based on not how much money you have, not how much credit you have, but how much access to money and credit that you have. And so we're going to show you ways to be able to maximize the access to money and credit. And in that, take the shackles off of your real estate business. Now, if you're just getting started in real estate, that's usually the first thing that freaks people out. Oh, golly, how am I going to go out and buy a $200,000 house, even a $100,000 house or a $50,000 house? How in the world am I going to do that? Then how am I going to have the money? I don't have the money to do that. I don't have the credit to do that. I don't have the money to put the rehab together. We're going to show you how to do that. And for a lot of our clients that get involved with us, we actually fund their deals. That's something that we do, is fund the first couple of deals when you get involved as a consulting client. So, yeah, but we'll go through all that at the events. Don't let money stop you from making a change that you may want to be making in your life. Now, look, I want you to make sure you understand what I'm saying here. I am not saying fall in love with real estate, go quit your job today. I don't want to have any wives out there coming after me with shotguns because their husband walked away from a great job because he heard me on the radio and they decided that they fell in love with real estate. No, we'll show you how to transition so that there is a right time if you decide that you want to leave. See, Dr. Ed doesn't want to leave what he's doing because he loves what he's doing. But if you want to, there is a way to transition so that you don't put yourself in a financial bind. And there's a time frame to do that in, and there's a dollar goal to be able to structure so that there's a proper time. So you're going to very seldom do we do an event that we don't have somebody that wants to go full time right now today. And I always push back and say, no, that's not how it works. Do it the right way so that when you do it, you will love being a full time real estate investor. And I have folks that have been with me for 12, 15 years that are still part-time, love what they do, are going to continue to do what they do. They do real estate on the side part-time. And look, if you're picking up 50, 100, 150, 200, Tom Solomon averages about 150 a year. And he is full-time. Well, at least he's full-time as to what Tom calls full-time. He thinks full-time more like I do. Full-time is that you should be doing a few hours a week. But if it's the only thing you're doing, then it is full-time for you for that particular part of your financial empire. So we'll have some fun with that. Jump over to realestatenowradio.com. I'll send you a digital copy of the book and you'll enjoy reading it. If you don't, I'll refund your full purchase price on it, which by the way is zero. So start looking at what makes the market move. Right now, one of the things that is making our market so hot is millennials. You know, every generation has this tag as to what their generation. I'm part of the baby boomers, and we're now becoming, the extinct and going extinct. We're on the other side of the curve, if you will. And there's the generation Y and X, and now the millennials are out there. And one of the things that's happening is millennials are coming back into the market. Now, for those of you that don't know, millennials are folks that are 19 years old to 35 in this year. So if they're in that 19 to 35 this year, my oldest son is a millennial. And they're coming back into the market because they're finding it more available from a credit standpoint to be able to have access to money, not only to buy a home to live in, but to access properties to do as investment property. So you'll find that the National Association of Realtors, who I just absolutely love, they got some incredible information on real estate, comes out all the time. They looked at the above average share of millennials that are buying properties right now, and it found out where are they the most active in purchasing both personal properties and investment properties. Well, I know this is going to shock you if you think about that age group, 19 to 35. Number one in the nation for millennials right now, Austin, Texas. Austin, great, great, great real estate market. So you got some other markets, Charleston, South Carolina, Carolina, or if you're from the deep South, Carolina, Denver, Minneapolis, Utah, Portland, Oregon, Raleigh, North Carolina is in there, Salt Lake City, Seattle, and D.C. Right below that group is the second tier, and Boston, Dallas, Fort Worth, right there, Des Moines, Iowa, Jacksonville, Florida, and Nashville, Tennessee. Now, the reason I say that is because we've got two major markets in the Texas area there that are being pushed and driven by millennials. So if you're out there and you're rehabbing property for a living or you want to get started to it, you got to be thinking about who is my buyer. Well, if my buyer is going to be 19 to 35, there are things that that buyer is going to expect that a 50 or 60 year old buyer may not be looking at. And you got to know what those things are. Those are the kind of things. What amenities are these buyers expecting that would turn them off if they're not available? Those are the kind of things that we're going to teach you when you come out to our events, when you jump over, when you listen to the real estate show every week. So make sure that you take time out on Saturday afternoon to be right here at Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon on KLIF News and Information. We're going to continue to have a blast. We appreciate you being here. We're going to promise you that every time you turn in, this is where you're going to be able to listen, learn, and earn. That is the theme of our show. It is the theme of what we do in our business is we're going to share with you the things that work. We're not going to share with you hearsay. We're going to say, hey, you know what? In our market, in our times, right now, this is what's working, and you can become a successful real estate investor too. Thank you so much for being a part of our listening audience. Hope you're going to join us next week. We got some great new information coming out. We're going to have another interview from a successful real estate investor right here from the North Texas area. And thanks again for being part of the audience for Real Estate Now with Bill Barnett. We'll see you next week.
The preceding program was furnished by the Now Real Estate Network, LLC, and is responsible for its content.
Stay in touch with instant alerts from KLIF. Text the letters KLIF to 67664 to join the KLIF Mobile Alert Club.
Hey, let me tell you about the great folks at Fences Etc. Mike Gibbs, who's the owner of Fences Etc., you know, in doing real estate, and I've been doing real estate in the North Texas area for 20 years, you meet some great contractors and you meet some that aren't so great. Mike is at the top of my list. If you need a fence repaired, if you need a custom fence made for your property, whatever type of fence you're looking at and whatever price range you are, give Fences Etc. a call, 817-229-1656, 817-229-1656.
Hi, it's Bill Barnett here. I want to tell you about the great folks out in Arlington, Texas with dfwproperties.net. That's dfwproperties.net. Check them out on the website. It is a great real estate organization. If you're looking to buy a property in the Metroplex, sell a property, you need professional real estate representation, dfwproperties.net, located right there at Globe Life Park in Arlington where the Texas Rangers call home. Well, that's where DFW Properties is. It's where the Metroplex goes for home. Check them out, dfwproperties.net.
Allen Economic Development Corporation is proud to sponsor the 9th edition of the Cumulus Putting Texans Back to Work Job Fair at the Allen Event Center on September 28th, presented in part by Resource One Credit Union. With over 2,500 highly qualified job seekers, 5 dozen employer booths, and promotion from all 7 Cumulus radio stations, this is the hiring event of the fall. Employer booth space is limited. Visit PuttingTexansBackToWork.com today for more information or to buy your booth. That's PuttingTexansBackToWork.com or call 972-708-4255. 1-800-951 to learn more.
The DFW real estate market is hot, hotter than it's ever been, with no signs of slowing. That's why you need the dirt. Hi, I'm Candy Evans. I run the only real estate blog in Texas that's a 5-time award winner. We tell it like it is every day, from journalists, not agents. We have all the news you need to buy, sell, rent, or invest. Candy'sDirt.com. I'm the gal who brought hot properties to the Bible Belt. Come on over and see us.
News and information, 570 AM.
96.3 FM HD2. KLIF Dallas. KSES FM HD2 Fort Worth. KLIF.com.
A Cumulus station.